deathly cold. Not the kind of cold to sit around in without your memory. Here, try this on for size. The Vanishing Point.
Die before I wake. I pray the Lord my soul to take.
I keep that steady, please.
Steady?
Oh, yes. Yes, my love. Yes.
Easy.
Yes.
Easy.
What is this place? A clear plastic box. Cool. Like a fridge. Oh, God. I'm leftovers.
Someone's opening the door. I'm gonna be a sandwich.
Well, you're full of surprises, aren't you?
Red,
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 fire
in the
water.
What's wrong with my voice? Where am I?
You're not supposed to be awake until 1500 hours.
I know the skyline. New York. New York City.
This is Bellevue.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Just lie back down.
How am I?
I'm not supposed to talk to you. But then you're not supposed to be conscious. Your orienteer is first on the agenda. Just rest quietly.
Nurse?
Yes, Miss Harding.
Is my orienteer expected to arrive by flying garbage can?
Floater bucket. That was a cop.
Hey,
Red.
Sultry bitch.
Christ at a convention. The cop is hanging outside my window in a garbage can with no visible means of support, writing up a summons to three guys in an overgrown wash tub. Also airborne. This has got to be the 30th floor.
I may be crazy, but I won't let it drive me insane.
Well, whenever I am, I think I like me.
You shouldn't be sitting.
From what I hear, I shouldn't even be awake. What year is it anyway?
You are remarkable.
How about you get me out of this crisper and talk to me like a real person? I'm freezing.
Phantom sensor memory. It's actually quite warm in here. It'll pass as soon as you stand.
Now what?
Just swing your legs over the side and poof, terra firma.
Gee, it's getting warm in here.
Hey, steady now.
Okay.
You walk like a pro.
Oh, you should see me on a bicycle. Talk.
McLaughlin, your orienteer.
I drew a choice specimen. Big iron on his hip and all.
Well, everybody carries these now, except the goofers.
What the hell year is it anyway?
1997.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here I go again.
Now, take it easy. Just try and relax.
Oh, why am I here?
10 years ago, you discovered you had leukemia.
Myelocytic? Or lymphocytic?
Neither. Acute.
Oh, jeez. No wonder I suppressed the memory.
They tried every procedure money could buy. Which in your case is plenty. Nada. You chose door number 3. You became a corpsicle.
I don't remember a thing.
Well, if you did, you'd be the first. All the news ain't good.
Ah, my ovaries became walnuts, right?
Nothing quite so drastic. The process scrubs the top 6 months off your memory. Now, it may come back bit by bit. Now, the glad tidings. Your fortune came through intact.
How long will I last?
Well, new spinal implant every 5 years. You could last forever. Your doctor will fill in the blanks. My job as your official one-per-customer orienteer is to...
Let me guess. You're going to teach me to dress and speak and recognize the ladies' room.
Yep.
Let's move it on out.
And the solarium it is.
Sounds great.
Ah, Tom Higgins, Bellevue's director of cryonics.
Miss Harding, I'm pleased to see you up and about.
Virginia, you appear to have done an excellent job on me, Dr. Higgins.
You gave us quite a shock, but the machines assure us you weren't harmed psychologically.
I'm some tough.
Yes, I know. I brought you up to level 1 quickly. I knew your subconscious would fret less.
Discriminating machines. I don't know that I like that. At any rate, my subconscious thanks you.
Well, Ms. Van Winkle has asked for some fresh air and...
Has less than a half hour of consciousness left today.
Right.
Don't let me keep you.
Thank you, Doctor. I'd like more information.
Later in the week. Enjoy your walk.
I shall. Oh, how I shall. Thank you again.
Thank Hoskins and Parvati. They invented the implant.
Goodbye, Doctor. Bill?
Yes?
The ladies' room and solarium, in that order. Ta-ta, Doc.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't remember.
one damn thing. God damn it to hell.
Tom?
Yeah. What is it?
Care to tell me about it?
No. Yeah. She didn't remember a thing.
No, she didn't. No one has.
I hoped she'd be different. The fundamental things of life when time goes by.
You loved her, didn't you? You loved her in the last year.
Yes.
She loved you too.
Yeah.
Couldn't you have waited?
We tried. Every day we waited, her chances of surviving cryology decreased. And then the crisis came.
Well, she's alive and healthy now.
And I'm dead.
Hey, don't let's get sloppy, Tom. You knew the risks.
I got some first-rate throats to keep the research going, and she doesn't remember a damn thing.
Oh, Jesus, Tom.
I was 37 years old. She was 25. 22 years now. 22 years between us. 22 years and 6 months.
So, will she or won't she?
I don't want her to love me because she thinks she should.
You saw her on the monitor, heard her voice.
Yeah. A sigh is just a sigh.
Tom.
Oh, shit.
I'll get it. You'll cut your other hand.
Relax. Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Latest from Harding Incorporated. Wilbur the Autovac? Meet Billy McLaughlin. Thank you, Wilbur. Back to the closet.
Here.
If a clock whirs in my desk face and no one is listening, is there really a sound? In a soundproofed office with opaque windows, is it not always night? If a heart breaks in the forest and no one is there to fix it, does it patch itself up?
Oh, Jesus, Tom.
I don't know what to tell you.
You know why I named you her orienteer?
No idea.
Matching personality profiles.
I don't follow.
You and me. I was your age when Ginny fell in love. Your personality? Me? To a T.
So?
Is love a happy accident? Or a matter of psychological inevitability?
You son of a bitch! What about her?
You do feel something for her, eh?
I...
The woman she is, loved the man I was, or the woman she was, the man I is.
Oh.
Orient your mind around that one, Billy boy. Will she or won't she? Will she or won't she?
Well, the park's as weird as ever.
A bit less colorful.
What?
We'll get to that.
Following. Following. Behind them.
I feel. You're tired of planet Earth. Colonizing a lunar outpost is now underway. Preference given CW2 vets and their
CW2?
Civil War II, most efficient war to date, lasted less than 2 months.
And resulted in the virtual annihilation of the American black.
Except the occasional rebel, who's a holdout. They call them muckers.
Oh, God.
Higgins!
He's been
here
for 7 years, with weights falling to the ground, blood in his belly. Why, look up. Middle-aged black man, blood-stained body.
Muckerella.
My God!
Muckerella.
Shooting
those
kids!
White.
Still here?
Virginia! Get behind me!
Roger, Doug. Take aim. What's a mucker doing? What's a mucker in a floater?
Stay down, Virginia! He's coming back!
Not notification.
Stay still!
Cardinal.
White there. Bastards!
From him.
Shoots
up. Motor bucket spins, rises, turns.
West. You killed him.
Someone get a goddamn ambulance. And a doctor, now! Hold on, Tom. Just hold on. I got that son of a bitch.
You also got me in the ear.
Why did you stand?
I wanted to wing him.
Wing him, for Christ's sake! A man is coming at us with a machine gun from 60 feet up, and you want to wing him?
I was trying to spoil his aim.
Spoil his aim? I nearly blew your damn fool head off.
And
Tom?
Her hand. Born.
Tom! Can you hear me? Where's that damn ambulance?
On its way. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Look, about what didn't happen?
Ever conk out before, or is it just me?
Oh, no. It's not you. It's just... I don't know.
I think you got the wrong woman.
What do you mean?
The three of you at the hospital. You make a lovely couple.
What?
Well, you know, news travels fast in a tight little community. Everybody's been watching Higgins moon over her splendid frozen assets for 10 years. And then you come on the scene, Higgins reborn. Everybody jumped back 10 years.
I wish it was that simple.
It is. Does she know?
No.
And you'd better tell her.
Oh, I can't. I can't. He's been in the hospital 3 days now. She's in there twice, sometimes three times a day visiting him. She's begged off our orientation walks. Won't return calls.
Surely you could get in to see her.
Yeah, I can take a hint.
You don't seem like a quitter to me, Bill.
I don't want to love her.
Oh.
I try not to love her. And I can't get her out of my head.
You will be given $1 billion if... in the next 10 seconds, you do not think of a green horse. You know better than that.
I have no right to love her. Tom's put everything into this. For her, huh? He's been good to me.
Mm.
A real friend.
Yeah, who found you useful. What is she, an object, a prize?
No, of course not. It's just that... well, he should have his chance with her without tripping over himself. What man can compete fairly with his younger self, hmm?
He chose you.
Oh, he's my friend.
He chose you because you reflected what he was 10 years ago. Don't be such a dope.
Mm. What am I supposed to do?
Why ask me? All my life, people have brought me their problems. I must attract pain. When they start to tell me the same problem for the third time, I wait a bit and repeat it right back to them, exactly as they said it. They up and go away praising my name. What do you want to hear, Billy? Huh?
I don't know.
One friend of mine was engaged to the same woman for 6 years. They got as far as buying the wallpaper when God called her to be a nun. He was a devout Catholic, so by his own rules, he couldn't be sad. He was supposed to rejoice. He felt about the way you feel now. There's a word for it. Antinomy. A contradiction between two principles which seem equally necessary and urgent. It's about the sharpest tragedy a person can feel. And I tell you, Billy, it can make you crazy. Higgins, Jesus. He held a torch so long he's burnt to a crisp. Then there's you. You could get over her in, say, 6 months, a year at the outside. Give me a call. You'll be ready for me then.
Hey, no. Hey, wait. Come here.
Let me see here. Financial statements, year ending December 30th, 1987. God. Good morning, Miss Harding. How goes it?
Oh, I'm up to my neck in floppy disks. You know how many debentures and project overlays can happen in a large... make that huge company in 10 years?
I think I could suffer through it.
Better you than me, honey. That coffee?
Corpuscle paint. Doctor's orders.
Oh, God. Oh, it tastes like...
Gopher piss?
You bet your curly red hair. Which is beautiful, by the way.
Thanks. So how long will it take?
At this rate, about a year. They've written it in Etruscan.
Maybe they did a summation at the end, you know, an overview of some kind.
Maybe they did. Why didn't I think of that?
Your orienteer called again. He thinks you're avoiding him.
Bright boy.
Miss Harding, look. That's none of my business, but if I was you, I'd feel a little more grateful. You've literally come back from death's door, and we're doing everything we can to make sure it's locked behind you.
You're right. I'm an ungrateful snot. But there's something itching in the back of my mind that I can't get at to scratch. A lot could have happened in 8 months. I could have run for president, murdered innocent children, had innocent children.
Fallen in love.
Yeah, fallen in love.
What should I tell Bill McLaughlin?
I'll call him when I'm feeling a little more secure.
Soon.
Yes, soon.
All right.
Stevens H. in a floater bucket. Bingo in spades! Personal diary of V.H. March 21st, 1986 to October 15th, 1986.
We used to have fun. I've lost all that. If I should die before she wakes... Ten years of neurotic monomania. I make one friend and use him mercilessly.
Howdy, stranger. Welcome back to the land of the living.
Delighted to see.
Huh?
Demerol was synthesized to wean Hitler off morphine. I'm presently Germanic depressive.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
How would you know?
How would I know?
I know you've been quite busy with what's-his-name.
I have been here twice a day. You don't remember?
Not a word.
Christ.
That's just incredible.
What did I say?
You've been here...
6 times in the last 3 days.
Oh, my God.
This is my 7th visit.
I wonder where I was.
Tom, you may not understand this, but I know precisely how you feel.
What?
Except I lost months, not days.
Oh, yes.
Suppose in these last 3 days we agreed to love each other forever.
Yes, it
is. Would that be binding now?
It might not be so bad if memory stayed completely gone.
What do you mean?
I'm drawn to you. And I don't know why. I feel something for you. Something I don't understand. I know it's crazy. Surely you'd have told me by now, but... did I ever know you?
Thank God. I'm a damn fool if I don't just reach out and take her now. I am a damn fool. I can't be a man for her. Do it right this time, Higgins.
Miss Harding, to the best of my knowledge, we have never met before this week.
There.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Miss Harding, could you come back another time? Ask them to send a shot.
Right away.
Will she? Or won't she?
'93, '94. Here goes '95. My diary? No.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all. Come on in. I'm glad you came.
They gave me your message, but I...
Are you on call tonight, Bill?
No.
I intended to spend the night reading those damn reports, but all of a sudden I had the urge to be with someone. No. To be with you.
Virginia, it will be my pleasure.
Our pleasure. You got the right woman this time.
What?
Nothing, my love.
Virginia?
Did I ever know you?
Oh, nurse.
Redhead, redhead, fire in the
woods. You need something for the pain.
I know.
The operation was a failure, but the patient lived. Just a little freezer burn. Mercifully, Higgins' new nurse has a ward all lined up for his convalescence. It's a semi-private, somewhere between her improbably gray eyes and the vanishing point.
Antinomy by Spider Robinson, dramatized by Kent Stetson. Iris Quinn was heard as Virginia, John Dunsworth as Tom Higgins, Bill Carr as Bill McLaughlin, Carol Sinclair as Deborah. You also heard Tom Regan, David Harley, and Jamie Bradley. Original music was by Kurt Hahn. Recording engineer was Mike Farrington. Sound effects were by Harold Porter. And the production assistant was Rosemary Gilbert. Antinomy was produced at CBC Halifax by Sudsy Clark. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Until next week, I'm Bob Bobing.